hit list.
KMFM.
Hi girls, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So Black Magic is out on the 10th of July. How are you feeling about it so far?
Well, fantastic, because that'll be my birthday.
Ooh, double celebration. Any plans?
Well, I might go for dinner or something with the boys, but I'm not sure yet.
Oh, yeah.
I have a surprise plan, but we're doing a gig that day, so it should be really fun.
Are you hoping that everyone can sing you a happy birthday in the gig?
Well, I mean, I'd love that.
She has insisted that we do it.
Yes, she has. But the perfect birthday present, Perry, would be what?
My ideal present would be... Black Magic getting to number one.
Hey!
That sounded planned. Right, so in the music video, it's amazing, by the way, you all gain these magical powers. And in the real world, what would you say is your sort of natural magic power? Like a really lame magic trick. The sort of stuff you bring out at parties. Like, you know, when people can lick elbows. Well, lick their own elbows, not other people's elbows.
Oh, right.
I can make my ears wiggle.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty special.
What about the rest of you?
I have one.
Come on, everyone's got one. Can you roll your R's? That's a lame one.
Roll your...
Oh, yeah, Leanne can't.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm really annoyed about this. But I can make a really funny shape with my tongue and no one else can do that.
Yeah, she can. She can make it look like a flower.
So the album's coming out later this year. It hasn't been announced yet. But are there any surprises you can reveal to me?
Ooh.
Any special collabs? Any special producers? Anything?
Well, we've been working with Jessie J and Jess Glynn and just loads of different people on this album, which has been absolutely incredible. But no surprises, like no collaborations as of yet anyway. But we are super duper excited.
What's it like to work with Jessie J?
She's insane.
Really?
She's so talented. She's so beautiful. When we did the writing session, though, we were just staring at her the whole time. Like, she just sings. Like, she's just effortlessly fabulous.
So you've got over 6 million followers on Twitter, over 9 million likes on Facebook. What's the most non-famous thing you do? So, like, if you sit here on the weekends watching Netflix for 12 hours straight.
Oh, everything. Yeah. We're not very glamorous.
No.
No.
Nope.
What sort of stuff?
We get really excited, like, going to Asda.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a day really out. Fun.
This is great. We go all out.
Yeah,
buy loads of rubbish.
I love Netflix.
Jay's just come across that you can get sweet potato fries there. Big shout out to Asda if you want to send us some.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, we just want the flies.
So you've got fragrance, you've got makeup. If you had the ultimate creative freedom, money wasn't an issue, what would you do next as Little Mix?
Oh, definitely a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Spice World
style. We had the budget. Yeah.
Dream, guys.
Who would be the... Years and Years. I spoke to Years and Years the other day and they said they want to do a Spice World style movie too. Do you think you can join up with them?
Well, they can absolutely be in it if they want.
So what would the movie be called?
It would be called Little Mix in Years to Come. Did you get it?
Yeah,
in Years
good.
And Years.
Years and Years. Oh, that's
well,
good.
Well, I couldn't even get a blooming ticket to GAY for my sister to go and watch them, so they're not going to be in our movie, Alan.
Okay, maybe just a little cameo. So what would happen in the movie then? The plot, villain. Let's work from the beginning. So you've got
well,
to have a villain,
actually,
don't you?
We've actually got a tour manager who looks like Action Man. So basically, he's going to take the role as Liam Neeson, and then we're going to get kidnapped, and it's going to be sort of like a horror movie. Mm. So then Liam Neeson is like...
Oh,
who's actually our tour manager.
Give it a rest!
Actually, our tour manager is going to come and rescue us. And this is actually Jade's great idea, so...
So who would, out of all four of you, who would play the biggest diva role in the film if you had to pick one?
Leanne. That is so rude, guys. It really is.
What sort of things would she ask for, then?
Oh, my goodness. We got papped yesterday, and I looked like an absolute imbecile in my park hour with no makeup. She was walking along looking like Posh Spice, and then the thing she came out with was, what was it? I don't think my handbag matches my outfit or something. I was like, oh, get a grip, man, will you? I'm standing here in my Newcastle top and my dirty jeans.
Oh, God.
So, Leanne, do you dress up when you go for the Asda run?
Not really, because if I don't want to be noticed, I will scrape my hair up and not get noticed, so it's
fire.
Does that work?
So it's fine. Well, to be fair, though, I was out shopping the other day with no makeup on, and sunglasses, and I got noticed quite a few times, and I was
Liam
really
was
surprised.
Actually worse when she wasn't in Little Mix. I remember when we first went to my house in Shields, and we all got out the car to go to Tesco's or something, and she wouldn't get out the car because
really?
She had no makeup on.
Yeah, and
nobody
so
cared
weird.
Who the hell she was.
And I wouldn't get out the car because I had no makeup on. It's so bad, but now I don't give a poo.
How do you get around that, yeah, though, if you've got no makeup on in the car? How do you escape without being seen? Do you have, like, a generic put the hoodie over the head, or...?
I was thinking we should start getting some disguises, girls. How fun would that be?
Yeah, it would be good.
Like the little glasses and the nose and the moustache.
Yes.
Then you can use the props in your film.
Exactly.
Well, there you go.
Perfect.
Everyone's a winner.
We've all sorted out. I'll get the I'll get a producer on the phone as soon as after this is done. I'll take a 50% cut. Is that all right?
Near bother.
Cool, cheers.
Near bother.
So if you weren't in Little Mix, where do you reckon you'd be now?
Crying in my bedroom.
Oh.
Still trying to make it. Watching Disney Channel, chilling out on the couch, eating crisps.
Disney Channel would be good to have a Little Mix movie on, wouldn't it?
Oh, I love Disney
that
Channel.
That would be sick.
I want us to be on Disney Channel.
You can get Lizzie McGuire in on it.
Hilary Duff, one of my faves.
Can we not have Raven? That's Sir Raven, Piz.
Oh, you can have everyone. That would be good.
Yeah.
So what sort of stuff growing up then were you encapsulated by on the TV?
Do you know what I was talking about the other day? Trouble. Remember that? The TV channel Trouble?
Yes, oh, with that 70s show.
Yeah, and Moesha, and My Wife and Kids.
Yes, My Wife and Kids is
the best. All of them.
Didn't have Everyone Hates Chris, wasn't that one of them?
Oh, yeah. They played that on something else as well, Everybody Hates Chris. I loved that.
So a Little Mix TV show. We can bring back Trouble. We can bring back the movie to launch the Trouble TV station.
Yes, let's do it. You've got to help us.
Okay, well, said 50% and that's all good, isn't it? Okay. So obviously you're touring all over the world, album release process. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you all in your time as Little Mix, either as a group or individually?
I remember the first time I met Ed Sheeran. It would just come off X Factor and had the cringiest winter jumpers on with spot names like Sparkly written on it, and we kind of walked over to him like dorks. And I was like, will you write a song for us? It was so awkward.
Still waiting, Ed. Still waiting.
So there's no Ed Sheeran song written on this new album?
Not as of yet, no.
Not as of yet. So what's the plan after this then? So we need to sort out a film, we need to sort out a TV show, we need to bring Trouble back, and we need to get Ed Sheeran on your next album.
Yeah.
Cool, sorted. Right, final question. Final question. No matter how embarrassing, you have to unveil all, but what's the first album you all individually ever bought?
Ooh, I think mine was Venga Boys.
All good, on the Venga bus.
Oh, Aqua. Remember Aqua?
Oh, yes. My gosh, yes.
Dr. Jones.
Was Aqua the one that did Cartoon Heroes? Was that one of them?
Yes, what
yes, that
a
was
tune.
A good one.
Barbie Girl.
So, first album was Aqua.
Yeah.
That was like S Club 7 or something. Oh, and I remember one Christmas I got Anastasia's album and I played it. Every single minute of every single day.
It's a great album.
Left Outside Alone. What a
yes!
Tune.
Oh,
what a tune.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, well, maybe you should know. That's how it feels. To left outside alone.
To left outside alone.
I tell ya. Yeah. Oh, my love.
Amazing. I think that deserves a round of applause.
Thank you very much. I mean, you caught us at the end of a busy schedule.
I can't tell. I can't tell. It was flawless. It was like Anastasia was in the room with me.
Busy schedule.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind.
Well, thank you very much, girls. It's great speaking to you.
Oh, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
KMFM. The Hit List.